Flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. A Viacom company, digital interference eliminates the logo. Home video of a young man at a podium in cap and gown. A banner reads, Lincoln High School congratulates the class of 2012. Oxnard, California, June 12, 2012.
But this isn't a time of endings, no. This is a time of new beginnings. A time of transformation, change. Now I know, change isn't always easy, but change is what's gonna allow us to grow as individuals and embrace our destiny, to become the persons that we were meant to become. One of my personal favorites, William Arthur Ward. A blessing or a curse, a dawn or a dusk. It's time for us to embrace the next chapter of our lives, and I know we're ready. Thank you, class of 2012. Thank you.
Outside the school.
So 5 bucks your brother fell asleep.
My brother did fall asleep. I bet with the babas. Right. Exactly. Right. Right. Yes.
Because the principal was drunk.
Jesse!
Graduate Jesse hugs his family.
Congratulations, brother.
Shut up.
Show the love.
Estoy orgullosa.
Yo, hey, look who's here.
My number one right here.
Get a picture. Let's get a picture.
Okay, I got a picture. Hey,
show the diploma. Show the diploma.
Two.
Yeah. All the best friends?
All the players.
I look good, fool.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, Oscar?
You good?
Yeah, congratulations.
Great speech, man.
This is my mom, and this is my brother. Oh, you guys have a nice summer, right?
Gracias. ¿Quién es esa gente?
That's mi amigo.
Man, this camera's nice.
¿Te gusta?
Sí. How much is it?
In their apartment.
Do you think I could, like... you know, record stuff, mess around with it. I'm gonna drop it.
I like this camera, Dad. I'm serious.
All right, just be careful with
it. Chavo, you hear that? Daddy graduated.
Yeah, barely.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Seriously, though.
What?
Mom would have been really proud to see you graduate. I wish you would have been here.
Thank you. That's like the nicest thing you've ever said.
Oh, do not get used to it. Actually, got a turnout.
Right? People actually care about me. Hey, Marisol.
Hey.
Hey, where were you today?
I told you, I couldn't get off of work. But I made just some sauce. Hey!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel?
I feel like a man now.
He films the party at night. Jesse gives the camera to his friend, who films him drinking, then grimacing. The party is in the courtyard of their apartment complex. Tall, dark-haired Jesse dances seductively with a smaller, older woman. Jesse films a downstairs apartment.
What? Newspaper on the window?
This weird-ass Anna. I thought
yeah, my crazy neighbor Anna lives. She lives right under me. And so in my dad's room, there's a vent that connects to her room. And sometimes in the middle of the night, I'm talking about, like, weird sounds, dude. I hear, like, wailing, moaning.
Jesse! Oh, listen. We gotta go, man. Come on. Yeah. Nice. Come. All right, let's go.
A guy dances holding a sign.
Got you. Look at this dumbass.
What the fuck is he doing?
Oh, shake it. Shake it. Oh, man. I would not let this guy work for me.
What's up? What? Yeah, I'm going right now.
Hey, I finally got this shit, dog. It looks ill, right? Hey,
yeah, that's dope.
If you get it, don't drop my shit.
I'm not gonna drop it. That's it, man.
I think I can work better than you anyway.
Dude, look at the zoom, man. The zoom's in hella deep.
Come check us out.
Oh, bottom, shit.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Hey, what the fuck are you guys
doing? No, nothing, man. Nothing.
You mean nothing. You got a fucking camera.
It's not even recording, man, I swear.
Bullshit, it's not even on, huh?
Fuck. Hey, come on.
Give me the fucking camera.
Fuck, go. Don't fucking idiot, man. Go. Run.
Jesse and his smiley friend flee the burly gang members. At home, Jesse points the camera into a plastic basket.
No, what is that?
It's a GoPro. I got it on my camera.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's gonna be dope. Watch. Make this camera even move.
Oh, hell no. You want? I'm not getting in that shit. I'm not eating all your food. I'm eating a fucking tortilla right now because you didn't have chips or anything. I'm not getting in that shit. I'm not getting in.
He sits in the basket.
Go for it!
Man, shut up, man. Get your ass up here, then.
Fuck no, I ain't going up.
Man, I don't even got insurance or nothing. You're gonna
stop being a pussy! 3, 2, 1, go!
Shit!
Jesse's friend rockets down the stairs in the small basket. He tumbles on the pavement.
Shit! Ah, son of a nut!
Oh, my
Oh, I got my dick, man.
God, dude, I can't believe you actually went through with it.
Man, you get your ass up there and do it, man.
I'm not the stupid one. I was high, dude.
Yes, holy high, shit. Dude, that's not cool, man. You always make me do it.
Hey, when you were going down, like, how did it feel?
It's frozen.
Yo, is that coming from Anna's apartment? Yeah, dude, that's Anna.
A young man leaves Anna's apartment.
Holy shit, dude, that's Oscar. Yo, Oscar.
Hey, Jesse.
What are you doing here, man? Yo.
What the fuck? That's the dude from your school?
Yeah, man.
That Arturo's brother, right?
Yeah.
The same dude?
What the hell was he doing here?
What the fuck's he doing at Anna's apartment?
The camera catches a glimpse of Anna at her door.
Yo, that lady's fucking weird, dude. I don't know what he was doing here.
How's he know Anna?
What you cooking?
Que no, ando, no cooking. Ya ando limpiando.
Well, since you're cooking up, I got a surprise for you.
No, hijito, tú sabes, yo no tomo.
No, what are you talking about? Come here. Yo no tomo.
Only half.
You get good night sleep. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Fucking.
Look at that.
Oh, what?
I look at.
For your grandma, Irma.
Yeah.
Eso.
Come on.
Salud, hijo.
Salud.
Okay, tú también.
Salud.
They drink the alcohol shots.
Míralo, qué chingón. Whoa!
Otra! One more! Come on! Oh, shit.
No, sí. Como se quiere de veras, como te quiero yo a ti.
Grandma sings, waving around a dish towel.
Posible, mi cielo.
Wait up. Did you guys hear that? ¿Puedes escuchar?
Sí.
¿Qué es eso?
Es la de abajo. Es la Ana.
Jesse's grandma points out the floor. He goes into his dad's room and films the vent by the bed. He turns the camera on his friend, who listens intently.
What is that?
His friend lies down on the bed facing the vent and smirks. Jesse moves closer.
It's almost getting...
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Didn't sound good, though.
Dude, I wish we could just see down there. Don't get your GoPro thingy. We'll just tie it down. We'll put it down there.
With what?
Yo.
You got it?
Yeah, dude, look, I found this little rope. We can just tie this shit on there.
Holy shit.
And I got the hitting me cables that my uncle got.
It was an HDMI cable.
They hook up another camera.
Got it. Check it out.
Come on.
They thread the GoPro through the vent.
Go check out the vent.
All right.
Keep going. It's still dark. It's still going down the vent.
They look at a TV screen.
Oh, shit. Hey. Oh, shit. I see. No, yeah. Wait. I just saw some half of some shit.
A naked woman.
Oh, shit. There's a naked girl. There's a naked girl. She's fucking fine. Oh, fuck. Yeah, oh, shit. No, stay right there. Stay right there, bro. She's right there. Dude, what? She got big ass teeth. Oh, shit. No, boo, just stay there. No. Oh, dude, this is the best day of my life. You should fucking stay in there. You should, no, you stay there. Don't, what? All right, hold on. Dude, she's butt naked. Dude, she's butt naked. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. No, it's okay.
Viendo películas sucias.
No, you can do a laundry later. Right.
They locked the door, idiot.
Shit. What the fuck, dude? She just standing there, man. Yeah, hell yeah, she look good. Oh, fuck.
She got titties or what?
Oh, shit.
What?
She
got a dick, huh?
No, this... Anna's fucking... dude.
What do you mean, Anna?
She's fucking naked, man. The fuck?
Holy
shit, dude. I just lost my boner, man. My dick's soft, like, forever. The fuck, dude? What is she... Dude, she's... What is she doing, dude? No, she's like, finger painting on the...
What? She's finger painting?
No, painting, like, with her fingers. Like, she's, like, painting some red circle shit on her, on that girl's stomach.
Turn the fucking TV.
Dude! Oh, fuck, put it up. I think she heard you. Shut up. Did she hear me? Shut up.
Jesse yanks up the camera, then listens at the uncovered vent.
The fuck was that?
That was pretty fucking funny.
Dude, no, but maybe your grandma's right, dude. Maybe that bitch is a bruja.
A red cloth slowly moves to reveal a small dog.
Well, hello, ladies.
At a laundry room table, Jesse holds up his dog's front paws and dances with him. The dog looks like a Chihuahua Terrier mix. Jesse's friend does the beats. Jesse picks up the dog.
Oh, man, maybe not. All right, let's not mess
with him. He doesn't like the Spanish.
He's drawing some symbol, right, on the girl.
Yeah.
With blood, I think.
It was like some red shit. We don't know if it's blood or anything. It looked like a ritual or something.
And the girl was like, I'm talking about, she was gone.
She's probably a pin. Like, you know, she's running a whorehouse.
How's she gonna run a whorehouse? What about that one girl who was like 9 months pregnant? She was about to pop.
Well, eventually, if you work at a whorehouse, you'll eventually get pregnant.
But you know what everybody says around the hood? Like, that she's some bruja or witch or whatever?
I don't doubt it.
I mean, I believe it now.
And then tell her about Oscar. Remember how we
said? Oh, yeah.
How does he know Anna?
But I don't know. That's what's weird to me.
Ever, vente. Come here.
Listen, you want to do us a favor?
The young boy comes over.
This is going to be priceless.
Ever tiptoes towards Anna's door.
Hey, Ever. Knock on her door loud.
Eber pounds on the door.
Call her name. Scream her name.
Bruja! Bruja! Get me! Oh, what the fuck? Shit! Nada, nada.
¿Por
qué me jodiste? ¡Cállense! ¡Cállense!
We don't know what's gonna happen to me.
Hey, where'd you get the firecracker from anyways?
From my uncle. We go to Mexico. We get some TJ.
That shit looks dope.
Cuidado.
At night by a dumpster, Jesse's friend lights a firecracker.
Oh, oh. Back up a little bit more. That shit's about to pop.
The firecracker fizzles.
Wow. Or not.
Did that shit go out?
In a baseball cap turned backwards, Jesse's friend crouches carefully by the firecracker and tries to relight it.
Bro! Fuck, don't do that shit, man! That's just not funny, man! What if that shit would've...
Someone leaps onto the bin, then sprints past.
Holy shit, dude, that was Oscar!
The firecracker explodes and Jesse's friend reels.
Holy shit!
Oh, fuck.
A police car speeds past. Three police cars with lights flashing are parked on the road outside the apartment block. Neighbors line the sidewalks.
Look at all those people, man.
In the courtyard, Jesse's halfway up the stairs.
Please get back in the apartment, YouTube, please. Inside now.
Oh, shit, dude.
Come on, guys, everyone upstairs. Put that camera out.
Did someone die? Oh,
where? Please, please give me some. Go, hurry up. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Hide the shit. Hide the shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dude, seriously.
Through a window, Jesse films the cops in the courtyard.
Yo, Hector! Yo, I think he jumped from Anna's apartment. What?
Take the body out!
God. Holy shit, that's Anna's body. Shh, be quiet though.
From the upstairs walkway, Jesse films the body being loaded into a coroner's van.
It's so messed up. I can't believe that's Anna.
A headline on the internet, suspected gunman still at large.
Still haven't caught him?
I guess not.
That's so scary.
I just don't get why Oscar would kill her. I mean, he just graduated valedictorian.
You guys talked to the cops?
No.
Why
would we talk to the cops?
Well, I don't know.
And plus, his brother's like the main head of 805. I'm not messing with that gang stuff.
Snitches get stitches.
I don't even think he knew the camera was there. That's how fast it was.
You don't know that.
You can even tell it's him, Marisol.
You guys better erase it. I'm coming out of her apartment.
Stop tripping. He didn't see the camera.
We're not going to be showing people. We haven't even shown anyone. We're not going to show people.
You better hope that I'm tripping.
What? Blow it out, fool.
Hector sprays air freshener.
Dude, blow that shit out.
They're smoking pot.
Blow it. Fucking spraying.
That's fucking crazy. Someone died right underneath you, man.
Jesse, stoned, nods.
Guy sleeps, like, right under me.
Exactly.
So we're like this.
Hector holds a pipe.
Come on, don't choke.
Blaze one for the nation. Rastafari. Dude, man, I'm still tripping about fucking Oscar.
Tell me about it.
Whatever the hell's going on down there, man. I wish I knew, dude. She's probably doing weird ass shit down there.
Hey, I had an idea. What? Let's go check this shit out, man.
What the?
Downstairs, Anna's.
Dad? For real?
Shh. Yeah, man. Dude, I bet you we could find like clues and shit.
Clues? What do you think you are? Sherlock Holmes? What the fuck? Sherlock Holmes. You're Sherlock Holmes.
Jesse and Hector creep towards Anna's door. A light is on inside.
Here, let me try to open the door. Hold it open.
It can be live. So what I tell you, open for me.
There's police tape across the door.
I got an idea. Shh, don't make noise.
They find a ladder and prop it up under Anna's window. They enter the dark kitchen. A pile of dirty dishes in the sink. The fridge is locked.
Dude, it's looking nasty. Why she keep that shit locked?
I don't know, but that shit's fucking stink.
The living room.
Hey, at least you can tell she read a lot of books.
Dude, what is that shit?
This?
So old people came?
Jesse sniffs the humidifier.
Does it smell like it?
The camera light illuminates some objects on a dresser. Amongst them is a clay dog-like creature.
It looks like Chavo with a grenade in his mouth. Jesse, check it out.
He pans round.
Jesse.
He looks at the kitchen doorway.
Jesse.
He slowly scans the living room, which has two more doorways leading off it.
Jesse.
In the corner of the room, one of the doorways has a bead curtain over it. Hector approaches it.
Jesse. Come on, man.
The bead curtain gently sways. Hector stops.
Jesse.
He stands in front of the curtain.
Jesse.
Punk, why you gotta do that shit, man?
Why he's so scared?
Shut up. Don't here, play here, like that.
They go through the curtain.
You got it?
You got me good.
I've never seen you so scared in my life. All right, check this room out.
Why does she have a crib?
I don't know. I mean, it's like a nursery.
Why? She didn't have any kids, is she?
No, man. It's weird, right? Here, why don't you give me the camera real quick?
Jesse aims the camera at a small shelf of medical instruments.
What is it? Don't touch it, fool.
Why?
Just don't touch it, man. I don't know what she's doing.
In a closet, boxes of videotapes.
Old school tape.
Jesse reads a label on one.
Katie and Christy, 1988.
They leave the nursery.
Let's just go check out that last room.
They enter a messy bedroom and scan around.
Stinks. There's blood everywhere. Holy fuck. Check this shit out.
Why are you close to this shit?
Hold on.
Books are strewn everywhere. Jesse picks one up.
Some type of journal or something.
Come on, let's fucking go already.
All right, let's go. Holy shit. Oh,
fuck. It's Arturo.
What you guys doing in my hand? No, you heard that he did this shit? That wasn't my little brother. What about that? Bitch that used to stay right here. You know about her?
Honestly, we don't know shit, man.
We don't know anything.
Get the fuck up out of here.
They leave sinewy, tattooed Arturo in the darkness. Oh, Hector sneaks into Jesse's bedroom with the camera on. He grabs a marker from a table, then goes over to the bed where Jesse is asleep. Jesse lies with his head on the pillow, his left cheek exposed. Hector uncaps the pen and carefully starts to draw a cartoon penis starting just under Jesse's sideburn and stretching all the way to the base of his left nostril.
Get up, oh, it's noon.
He burrows under the covers.
I'm tired.
Get your lazy ass up. Come on, you gotta go show the world your face.
A sleepy-eyed Jesse sits up.
Dude, I had like the craziest fucking dream last night. I was at some farm with like all these women.
Sounds like a good dream.
Oh, but they were old. Like real old.
I don't know, it's just weird though.
Oh, dude. Hey, you bleeding? Hey, you get your period last night? They got this blood on your bed, fool.
Look.
He holds his arm.
Oh, what is that?
It looks like a bite or something.
Did you bite yourself?
Why the fuck would I bite
don't
myself?
Know what I'm saying?
Dude, what's wrong with Chavo, man? He's growling at you. He don't like you anymore, man.
Are you kidding me? He loves me. Not Chavo. He loves Daddy.
Whoa.
Chavo scurries away from Jesse.
What the? What was that, man?
I don't know. Chavo!
He ain't feeling you today, man.
They're hiring at my job if you want to apply.
I'm not gonna flip signs like you.
Why not, man? It's just, it takes skill, man. I've been practicing this whole time.
Skill.
I've only been getting better.
Jesse's sister walks in and smirks.
What?
He eats a bowl of cereal.
I'm hungry.
You have a dick on your face, Paul.
What?
You have a dick on your cheek.
Jesse stomps off. Hector high-fives Jesse's sister.
Saw how I drew the pubes and everything?
You're nasty, boy. Happy, you asshole! I can't believe you guys stole this from her house.
Look, she has a whole bunch of pictures.
Anna's weathered journal.
What is this looks dope.
What language is that?
Basically saying that if you build this door, it's like a... You could travel through time.
Man, if she could travel through time, why the hell is she staying in this shitty-ass apartment? Not time portal my ass to the Bahamas or something.
No, it says destinos profanos. Like, you could only go to unholy places through this door.
Unholy place? What's an unholy place? Like?
How am I supposed to know?
I'm trying to get up into Marisol's friend Espy's unholy place.
Oh, dude, you're so nasty, man. Look at this.
Let me see it.
A detailed line drawing.
It's like some, like, medieval-looking type shit.
Map. Scavenger hunt.
That's like what the Anna was painting on that naked chick.
That is.
Oh shit. Maybe this is the ritual she was doing to her.
Marisol reads the journal.
What's the incubo?
It's like a demon.
A demon?
At night.
How long you guys had it?
I don't know, since I was a little kid.
This is older. This is ancient.
Watch a pro do it now.
I'm like the master at this game. All right, here we go.
Jesse pushes a button on a Simon Says game, which has four colored panels.
Turn it on.
It is on.
No.
He taps it harder.
Are you gonna work or not?
Oh, there you go.
It is fine.
That was funny. He was like, are you gonna work or not? I went.
He pushes the green panel that lit up.
Okay, Hector.
I really think, like, it thought you're so stupid that it stopped working.
Nah, shut up, man.
What, do you think Hector is stupid?
Oh, do you think Hector is stupid?
Oh! Wait, is that a yes? I think that's a yes.
No, it's not broken. Nah, that was my turn.
He's probably just coming on every, like, 30 seconds.
I'm gonna speak in third person. Is Jesse handsome?
The green panel lights up.
Ask it something that you know it'll say no to see if it only does green or what.
Okay. I can't believe we're actually like talking to this. Is Hector black?
The red panel beeps.
This is crazy.
He picks up the Ace of Hearts card.
Am I holding the Ace of Hearts?
Green panel.
Oh my God. Oh, that's great.
I can make money with this.
Dude, that's...
Damn.
That looks like Grandma.
Does he understand Spanish? No. Okay.
Grandma stands at the table.
¿Estás aquí con nosotros?
No me gusta este juego.
¿Y por qué no?
No me gusta para nada y con esto no se juega y no deben burlarse. Recojan todo y limpien esta mesa y guarden los juegos. No, les digo que hay una presencia mala que persigue.
Dude, why is she tripping?
She thinks it's bad or something.
Ooh.
Jesse films while riding on the back of Hector's bicycle. They ride along the sidewalk.
Right here, about to play some basketball. I'm gonna show you how I ball them up.
At an empty school, they play one-on-one. Hector shoots.
See how my knee locked up?
My knee off.
Stop making excuses. Nah, this shit locks up, man. It fixed my jump shot because it's a whole flow.
Yeah, you're like losing.
Man,
again.
Shut up, dog. I'm just tired because I haven't eaten since like lunchtime. And you've been, it's not even fair, dog. You know I have scoliosis.
Scoliosis?
You got change?
Oh, I think I left it. Yo, you have money on you?
Nah, fool. I'm not going to give you shit either. You still owe me $6 and I bought you chocolate.
What? Just like, give me $2.
Hey, shit, dude. Hey, let's go just, hey, hurry up, dude. Let's go, man.
You know, nighttime at the schoolyard as two older guys approach.
Careful, don't point the camera at them.
Jesse clutches his backpack.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Guys, want to run twos?
We were just leaving.
What do you got in the backpack?
What?
What do you got in the backpack?
Nothing, man.
Come on, man. No, just chill, dog. Just chill, man.
Let me check out the backpack.
I don't have anything, man. Can you just leave us alone?
Fucking backpack!
Hey! Fuck!
Hey, man, give me my backpack!
Dude, leave! What the fuck? Hey! Get the fuck off of me! Stop it!
From the ground, Jesse throws punches. One thug is knocked hard against a vending machine. The other sails through the air and hits a lunch table.
Jesse! Come on! Dude, get up, Jesse! Jesse, get up, dog!
What the shit? What the fuck?
Dude, let's go! Get the fuck out of here, man! Jesse! Come on, dude! Let's fucking go!
Hey, the bike!
What? Fuck the bike, dude! Hurry up, man!
They leave the bike.
You alright, dude?
What happened?
Dude, let's fucking go! Shit! What the fuck was that, man?
How did you do that?
At home, looking at a laptop.
I don't know. I mean, what? I barely touched it.
What are you talking about? They flew through the air. You barely touched
it.
Those fools flew, crazy, dog. It wasn't even a knockout. They fucking flew out of the...
Yeah, but I just don't remember.
Hector films Marisol and Jesse at the table with Simon Says.
Ask.
Hello?
Jesse leans over the disc-shaped toy.
Anybody there?
He peers at the panels.
Anybody?
The green light.
Oh, shit. Did you mess those guys up at the park?
Jesse looks at Hector. Green light. Jesse smiles.
Are you my guardian angel?
The red panel lights up.
Are you good?
Marisol and Jesse intently stare at the game.
Are you good?
The three exchange nervous glances. Day, an excited Jesse grabs the camera.
Dude, all right, here, just get the camera.
All right, fool, hold on.
Are you ready? All right, watch this shit.
Wait, all right.
Just watch. Here, you got me?
Yeah, I got you. What are you doing?
What?
Jesse floats.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Do it again. Right. Dude, guys.
Check this shit out.
Go. Oh, shit! Fucking shit! That is fucking...
He grabs a chair in the dining room.
Dog, are you sure you want to do this, man?
Jesse stands on the chair, leans back, and is suspended.
Oh my God!
Oh, fuck, dude! My turn!
One.
I rush.
Just do it! Two. Three. Go!
Hector tries and falls hard.
Yo, you okay?
Oh, shit.
You
I'm not cool, man.
You want me to help you up?
Fuck, why did that fucker
here
catch me?
All right, watch.
On a skateboard.
Oh, shit.
He leaps high and slides on the handrail.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. You flew over me, dog. How did you do that?
One, two, three.
Jesse blows up an air mattress with one breath.
What the fuck?
Gotta breathe in and breathe out.
What? That's insane, Jesse.
He does it again with Hector on the mattress.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
We almost got 400 views.
Let me see.
On Jesse's laptop.
People were commenting, like, oh, so fake. Man, what the fuck? Wow, this looks totally real. Good job, dude. What FX program you run?
All the people that leave comments are always so negative on this shit.
This is just an illusion by someone obviously seeking attention.
This is stupid, man. They just sit in their basements jacking off to R. Kelly videos all day.
I feel like right now, if I wanted to go do something, I can do it.
Yeah.
Like, you get me?
Okay, you saw adrenaline, how badass that was. Yeah. Oh, I just fell in, like...
I know, man.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. I don't even know, dude. I just feel like I could do anything right now.
Why do you have a bat in the back seat?
Dude, in this hood, you never know, man. Remember I told you that crazy-ass bum at the gas station?
So you're gonna carry a bat on you?
Dude,
oh, hey, check it out. What? Back up.
What? The car?
Yes, the car, dude. What else? Dude, we're definitely going inside. Hell yeah. Here. Take my camera. Just follow me, dude.
You're gonna know we're not invited. You can just walk up to the side.
They enter the crowded yard party, passing two tough-looking guys.
Dude, I'm serious, bro. Some of these fools are like criminals and shit.
What?
They're not you, man.
Dang, you gotta keep going. I was gonna ask if I can have a kiss on my cheek. I made a bet with my friend, so.
A kiss on your cheek. Mother?
Can I get a kiss on the cheek?
If I make you laugh, can you do it?
The thing is, my cheek is right above my testicles.
Jesse swigs from a bottle. Jesse dances with the two brunettes. The girl he kissed grinds against him.
Oh, to my mom. My mom don't get back. No, my mom finds me by 10 p.m. for real.
Here, move. It's my building.
Let's go. Hey,
right here, you have to be quiet, please. Oh, shit.
Jesse's grandmother.
Hey, be quiet. No, shut up. Hey, why don't we just go to your spot?
I don't know, man. There's like 50 people I live with.
Are you serious?
Oh, she's sleeping, Duke. Can we just...
I got an idea. Take them to the courtyard.
Hector frowns.
Yes. Just take them to the courtyard.
Jesse, holding a lantern, comes out of Anna's apartment.
Jesse! Dude, are you serious?
I'm sure we're gonna be here.
What? No, we're good. The lady that used to live here, she got murdered. Right here. I swear to God. No, come here. Right.
No, don't take their light.
Dude, they're cool. Nah, they're just chill.
All right, dude.
Listen. I wanna take Penelope and I'm.
What am I gonna do? The other one's not into me, man.
She is. Dude, at the party, she just kept staring at you.
Yeah, like,
I swear.
Get away from me, sir. All right. That's what I Fuck.
Wait, just do me a favor. What? Just do me a favor. Yeah. Just, I don't know, take her somewhere. Just give it to me, then.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it. I'm hot.
Are you serious?
What are you wearing?
He's trying to get sexy for you. Penelope.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Goodbye.
You want to come? Yes, okay. She's leading it.
You
see what I'm talking about?
Bye-bye.
Pretty dark-eyed Penelope playfully flicks her middle finger at her friend. In an empty room, Penelope lies on the floor in front of the camera and checks her makeup in the lens. She gets up and leaves the room, passing Jesse's portable lamp, which is on a bucket. Jesse comes into the room.
Penelope?
She saunters back in wearing a black bra.
Oh my God.
I want you to fuck shit out of me, okay? You serious?
You serious?
Yes.
Okay.
They lie down on the floor.
I'm serious, I want you to fuck me really, really hard.
Jesse spots the camera still on.
All right.
She glances at the camera too and smiles. He undoes his trousers.
No, I'll come back.
Yeah, I'll be back.
What do you mean you be?
It's upstairs. Don't worry. I'll be back.
He hurries off, leaving Penelope on the floor. She taps her bare foot. She rubs her temples with her fingertips and pushes her legs down. She paces across the room and picks up her phone off the windowsill. She sits with her back to the wall between the window and a broken air conditioner. With her knees up in front of her, she scratches her shoulder, studying her phone. Hearing the noise, Penelope looks up at the door beyond the portable lamp on the opposite side of the room. She looks away, then holds her phone up and idly taps the keys. She looks up quickly and stares toward the camera, which is still filming. She looks away and runs her hand through her hair. She looks up sharply. She puts down her phone, then crawls across the ragged and thin-looking strips of carpet that cover the floor. She stops just in front of the camera and turns her right ear towards the floor. She listens, then feels around the carpet with both hands. She finds a small chain and pulls it. A large hatch opens in the floor. She rests the door against the wall and peers into the darkness below. An arm shoots out and grabs her by the neck. She fights against it, pulling backwards and tears herself from its grip, reeling on her back. She scrambles to her feet and flees the room. Oscar, his eyes dark and staring, climbs out through the hatch. He closes it and leaves the room. Jesse runs into the room and looks around. He picks up the camera and continues to film. He takes the lamp off the bucket and goes through a nearby doorway. He peeks into a small bathroom to the right. The shower curtain moves.
Hello? Hector, stop messing around, man.
He raises the lamp, illuminating the shower curtain. He yanks back the shower curtain. He turns around. Oscar stands in the doorway.
She put it inside me.
His eyes are black, the skin raw.
That's why I killed Anna. She changed me. And it's inside you too, isn't it, Jesse? You have the same mark.
Oscar holds up his arm. Something moves under his skin.
The only way to stop it is to kill yourself. Kill yourself before you hurt someone, Jesse.
Oscar moves closer. Oscar darts off. Jesse runs past his grandmother and chases Oscar.
No, what's going on?
Where are the girls?
They're inside.
Call 911.
Jesse runs outside after Oscar, still filming.
The fuck are you? He was in Anna's!
Who?
Oscar!
Who?
Oscar!
Oscar falls onto a car.
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck. Shit. Oh, my God! Oh, shit! Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Hector reviews the footage.
Yo, see his eyes?
Yeah.
Look. His eyes looked all... Look at his eyes. They're all cracked out looking. He died last night, man, and he got killed in there. I'm not gonna go down there anymore.
Okay, well, he had the same mark that I do. He said whatever happened to him is happening to me.
Marisol looks grimly at Jesse. Hector holds the camera and follows Marisol and Jesse into Anna's living room. Jesse holds his finger to his lips. Jesse opens the hatch and they climb down the ladder.
Follow me. Close the door. Quiet. We're not supposed to be down here, just close it.
Hector shines a weak light.
Here, give me your phone. Okay. Watch that. Come on, phone.
Jesse carefully pushes through rows of plastic strung up like curtains. He holds them aside for Marisol and Hector. Beyond the plastic curtains, a light shines from a lamp. They continue into a dark room decked out like a shrine.
Check it out.
A dream catcher hangs from the ceiling. A low shelf is filled with ornaments, candles, and photographs.
See?
What?
This is you.
Oh,
Jesse studies three photos.
She got pictures of you.
Hey. This is me when I was a baby.
Oh my God.
My dad's been looking all over for this.
This is my mom. This is when she was pregnant with me.
Shut up. That's Anna.
No, it's not.
Yes, that is. That's Anna. This is white lady.
Oh, it's November 3rd, 1994.
Oh
my God.
What's my mom doing with that?
A wooden wall is marked with chalk symbols and figures.
Dude, what is all that?
Hector films the floorboards above them. Marisol and Jesse stare upwards, wide-eyed and frowning. Jesse puts his finger to his lips. Panting nervously and standing close to Jesse, Marisol keeps her gaze on the ceiling. Hector goes back through the plastic curtains, then up the ladder. He lifts the hatch and sees someone leaving the apartment. He looks down the ladder at Jesse and Marisol. Hector puts the camera on the floor and climbs out. The others follow.
She was dressed in black. She was like this tall, like just white lady.
Is this Anna with mom?
Yeah.
In their apartment, she holds the picture.
It doesn't matter. I just want to know how Anna knew mom. Check out the picture. Mom was pregnant there. With me.
Okay.
I mean, I heard stuff from people saying that, like, Anna, like, she was doing all this weird witch stuff, like rituals on pregnant women and stuff. Why didn't mom die? Having me, right? So what if Anna did something to mom?
You're tripping, dude. Are you serious right now?
You hear yourself. You're just rambling on. You don't sleep. You don't eat. I hear you get up at night.
What are you talking about?
Nicole, I'm worried about you.
Jesse enters the bathroom and closes the door. He films himself in the mirror. He flips the viewfinder and focuses on his eyes. The skin around them is dark and mottled. He picks at the corner of his eye. He grimaces as he pulls a long, thin thread out of his left eye. Nearly an arm's length of the dark thread comes out. He drops it on the floor. He pulls another thread from his right eye. He stares at his reflection. The lights flicker. He steps back.
Yeah, Dad. I'm fine.
He looks wide-eyed at the mirror.
What the hell's happening to me?
Daytime in a car.
Arturo's a serious gangster. What is he gonna do?
He's gotta know something.
It's Oscar's brother.
Across the street from Oscar's house.
He's coming up.
Don't touch nothing when you get in there, right?
Okay.
Mom's having a hard time dealing with all this shit. She doesn't want nobody moving his stuff.
Oscar's room.
In this room all night. Started even acting crazy with my mom. Started breaking shit in the house. And I found this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Is it cool if we take a look at this?
The last time I seen my brother, he said there was others like him. He said they were all marked. He said these witches trying to build an army or some shit.
An army for what? These are all in different languages.
From all over the world.
So all little kids?
All little boys. Firstborn boys.
Well, like you.
I'm the firstborn.
That's why.
But Oscar was adopted.
A door covered in newspaper clippings.
So what happened with his mom?
She died at birth. My mom and dad took him.
Boy, that's like your mom, Jeff.
Your mom?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's your mom. His mom died while she was giving.
Who's this girl? All these are boys, and then there's this girl. Isn't Carlos Bad near here?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah.
Wait, that's her.
What am I?
That's her. It's Allie Ray. It says Allie Ray in the article. Was he talking to her? Do you know her?
I have no idea.
Thanks. We appreciate it, man. We gotta go.
Dude, come on, we should check this stuff out, man.
Come on.
Just go. Thanks.
Dude, go get...
Jesse, what's wrong?
Hey, Jesse.
What's up with your boy, man?
No, he's just going through a lot right now.
As Arturo steps away, Hector grabs Ali Ray's phone number.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Sure. So what's up, dude? What's wrong with you?
Nothing, man.
What do you mean nothing? Why'd you take off like that?
I said nothing, man. I'm fine.
Was it the thing about the mom?
They're in a grocery store.
Dude, Jesse, yeah, because all that shit's exactly what's been happening to you. All that stuff that Oscar was saying.
No, it's not.
How do you explain all the crazy shit that's been happening?
Just back up, Hector. Please.
Well, shit, man, you're the one who told us to go to Arturo's house. Wait, you don't want to talk about it now? What's wrong?
Jesse.
Jesse sees Marisol talking to a guy.
Is this guy bothering you?
He confronts them.
No, this is Pablo.
Oh, is this your boyfriend?
In high school. No. Jesse, what's up? Jesse, what's wrong with you?
No, what's your problem, man?
Jesse.
Jesse stares at Pablo.
Jesse, calm down.
Dude, calm down.
Did you not fucking hear me? I said get out of here.
Dude, Jesse, what the fuck, dude? Just
calm down. Fuck, you looking at
Jesse,
me like that
dude.
For, huh?
Hey.
Jesse pushes Pablo.
Jesse,
dude, calm the fuck down, man. Right,
yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. Look like a fucking plane.
He pushes him again.
Jesse, dude. Jesse, let's fucking go. What are you doing, man?
Again. Pablo falls into a grocery stand.
Hey, man.
Jesse,
right here.
What are you doing? What are you gonna do, huh?
Hey, you all right, man?
Come on. Hey, Jesse, what the fuck? Get out of here now. What the fuck you gonna do, huh?
The store clerk holds a bat.
Back up, I said. Fuck, why'd you fucking hit me right here if you're gonna fucking hit me? Leave now!
He pushes the bat against Jesse, who knocks it away and pushes the clerk. The clerk swings the bat at Jesse, who catches it with one hand and pulls it away. The clerk runs behind the counter and Jesse hits the security glass with the bat.
Come out! Go! Jesse! Come out! Jesse, he's gonna call the fucking cops! Go!
Yeah, the cops. Come on, let's go. I've been texting you all morning, man. What's up?
You okay?
Day.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like last night, I couldn't control myself. And a lot of times I feel like I'm losing time. I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. All this stuff before, man. It was fun, you know? I felt like maybe I was special or something.
Sitting against a wall, he shrugs.
Not anymore. I'm telling you, it's not gonna work again.
You can just try it. I mean, I asked it something. It worked last time, right?
Yeah, but what makes you think it's gonna work twice? Are you there?
At the table, Jesse sits in front of Simon Says.
I said, are you there?
He stares at the colored panels, then shrugs.
I told you.
Dude, try something else, man.
Is there something you want from me?
Marisol sits nearby. Hector films. The green light flashes.
I want you to leave me alone. I said, leave me alone.
Red light.
Just leave me alone, now!
The red light stays on. Marisol looks anxious. Jesse tries to switch the toy off, then turns it over and takes out the batteries. He flips the toy back over and scowls at the colored panels. Jesse and Marisol look up nervously at Hector.
You think it's gone?
At night, the camera is on Jesse's lap. He watches the TV in his bedroom, which is linked to his father's bedroom in an L shape.
Joe?
He hears the noise and gets up. Leaving the camera, he walks to his father's bedside. Jesse listens between the empty bed and the wall, then hunkers down and presses his ear to the vent. He heads for the apartment's front door, which is standing ajar. He opens the door fully. He goes outside. Downstairs, he finds Anna's front door standing open.
What the hell?
Chavo! Chavo?
Jesse goes through the darkened apartment and finds the hatch leading to the basement open.
Chavo!
He puts the camera down and hesitates. He lowers himself into the hatch and starts down the ladder. A dark figure now stands in the doorway behind him. He holds a light and continues down the next few rungs, then reaches for the camera and takes it with him. In the pitch black basement, the light beam casts a small, weak spotlight.
Chavo? Chavo!
Jesse makes his way through the row of plastic sheets hanging from the ceiling to the floor. Jesse pulls back the last sheet. Behind it, two pale-faced girls stare back at him, their eyes empty sockets. He sprints back through the basement and halfway up the ladder. The hatch shuts him in.
Help! 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 Oh, shit.
He spins around in the dark, shining the weak light. Jesse stops moving and stares at one of the plastic sheets. There are dim lights shining behind it. Something moves between the lights and the translucent sheet. The shadows obscure the figure, and Jesse takes a step towards the plastic sheet. The figure lurches forward. The camera falls to the ground and lands upside down in the dirt. Day. Hector enters Jesse's bedroom. There's something written on the wall by his bed. Scrawled in something thick and dark, the letters M-E-U-S.
Jesse.
Hector turns, catching Jesse in the mirror which faces the doorway by his father's bed. Jesse stares blankly at Hector, then enters his room.
What's wrong with you? What the fuck is that on your wall?
He picks up his phone off the bedside table. Jesse sits down on the bed and shrugs.
Dude, Jesse, why are you ignoring me, man? You're my best friend.
We're not best friends.
He stands up.
Okay. Did you get it?
Give me my camera.
Dude. Just give me my camera.
What's wrong with you? Just...
Jesse takes the camera. Hector looks uncomfortable.
What are you doing, man? Just... Stop, dude.
Say something interesting.
Just get that shit on my face.
What, you don't like this?
Stop, man. What the fuck's wrong?
I don't need that anyways.
He gives the camera back.
Maybe that could be your best friend.
Well, what did he tell you when he saw him?
I told you he didn't say anything. He didn't even act like I was there. He just walked out and left.
I mean, I'm worried about him.
Who are you calling?
Hector shows her Allie Ray's number.
You took this? What are you gonna say?
Hello?
At a table in a park.
You think that's him?
I don't know.
A young brunette approaches.
Allie?
I'm Hector.
Do you guys recognize that?
Yeah. That was in Oscar's room.
It's the sign of the midwives. They're a coven.
What?
A coven?
Yeah.
Like a...
witches. That mark right there. Uh-huh. The midwives will mark an unborn male in utero. And then they wait for the baby to mature until he's ready to be possessed.
But why now? Like, if Jesse, if our friend was marked at birth, why would the demon come now and try to possess him?
Okay. You ready? Your friend, Jesse, I'm assuming he's 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other kid, your friend?
Oscar? I think so.
Add him up.
She writes 666.
His transformation, it's like when you have an infection in your body, so he's fighting it off. They'll perform a final ritual, and then he'll go back to normal. But he won't be Jesse anymore.
Night, at Jesse's front door.
Rápido, está aquí, y lo malo todavía está dentro de él, y no me deja hablar.
Slow down, no, I don't understand. Wait, hold on. What?
Ayúdame, por favor.
What?
Hector goes through to Jesse's bedroom.
Dude, Jesse.
Jesse looks at his ceiling.
Jesse. What are you doing, man?
Chavo is stuck to the ceiling, frantically scrambling at thin air.
Jesse! Jesse, stop! Jesse, stop! Put him down, man! You're gonna hurt him! Dude, what the fuck you doing?
Let him go, Jesse, stop!
Shit, you're hurting him, man! What the fuck you doing? Jesse, stop it, man!
Buen dia. Don Mauro. Don Mauro.
In a religious shop, Jesse's grandma is with a long-haired man.
She's telling me?
She's talking about Jesse. He has a bad spirit in him. And she needs his help.
What do you say?
Cleansing.
Should we?
Marisol and Hector follow Jesse's grandma and the long-haired man into a back room.
Dude, this place is a trap.
The room opens out into a chamber with a large mural, a skull-headed angel wearing a crown. In a patterned shirt, the long-haired man sits beneath the mural with Jesse's grandma. He takes her hands and places them over three eggs on a small dish. At home. Jesse's grandma prays, then unpacks three eggs. Marisol scowls. Jesse's grandma returns to the dining room. Behind her, Jesse hesitates in the doorway. She points to a chair. Jesse comes over and stands by the chair. Jesse glances darkly at Hector and Marisol, then sits. Jesse's grandma picks up some rosary beads. She picks up an egg. Holding the egg, she makes a cross above Jesse's head, then across his chest. As she lifts her hand, he grabs it. The egg breaks, spilling thick, dark fluid down Grandma's arm.
Jesse!
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Shit! What the fuck? Jesse!
What's wrong, Jesse?
Are you the
Jesse, are you okay?
Jesse, what's happening, man?
Jesse falls forward, the apartment shakes, and the lights go out. The camera's green-tinged night vision comes on.
I can't see anything.
Marisol's on her knees. Grandma trembles, spattered with dark fluid. Hector pans the camera around shakily. Jesse has gone.
Just stay back, all right? Just stay right there.
Grandma and Marisol hold hands behind the table. The corner of the living room distorts and stretches, then explodes in a flash of light. Jesse appears levitating in the corner of the room, his mouth agape. They flee into Grandma's bedroom. Hector shuts the door.
I don't know.
Hector keeps a grip on the door handle.
What the fuck was it?
He cautiously opens the door. He turns to Marisol and Grandma.
Just hold on.
Hector enters the living room with tentative steps. The wall in the far corner of the room is intact, but the floor is strewn with debris. A table is upturned, and a lamp lies on the floor, flickering. Jesse lies amongst the wreckage, unmoving, on his back. Hector slowly makes his way through the debris towards Jesse. He steps over the upturned table and stands over Jesse. Jesse's right arm is slung across his chest. His head is turned profile on the floor. Hector reaches out.
Jesse
moves his head. Marisol stands in the doorway.
Okay?
Yeah.
Jesse lies in bed. By the bedside, Grandma holds his hand. Marisol and Hector are there.
Limpia de trabajo?
Creo que la limpia hizo su trabajo. Esperamos en Dios, primero Dios. Pero ahora necesita descansar. Vamos.
Grandma ushers them out of the room. Hector looks back at Jesse, who is asleep. Day. Grandma pulls back Jesse's covers. He fidgets in his sleep.
What happened? I thought it worked.
Tantas veces que le dije a César, tratando de echar fuera ese mal espíritu.
He's gonna be okay though, right?
With rosary beads, she crosses herself, then Jesse.
Santa Virgen Madre.
Hey, I think your grandma's running the tub, man. I think she's gonna put you in there. It'll cool you down, all right? All right, don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be cool.
Jesse's bathed in sweat.
Irma?
Hector spins around, then slowly makes his way towards the door around the corner of the L-shaped room.
Irma?
The crucifix on the wall above Jesse's father's bed falls off and lands on the neatly placed pillows. Hector turns to find Jesse has gone.
Oh, fuck. Jesse!
Hector hurries into the bathroom.
Irma!
He finds the shower curtain across the bathtub. He pulls it aside and turns off the tap. He leaves the bathroom.
Irma! Irma!
He goes through the living room and out onto the walkway in the bright daylight.
Jesse! What the
fuck?
Jesse's behind him.
Jesse!
He stands with his back to Hector, staring downstairs.
Jesse!
There's a sweat patch on his t-shirt. Hector approaches.
Yo, Jesse, you all right, man?
Jesse looks around.
Jesse?
Grandma Irma lies crumpled at the bottom of the stairs in a pool of blood.
Oh, fuck! Irma! 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 Someone call 911! Call 911!
Indoors.
I don't know. I want to go call 911. When I came back, he was gone.
Call you?
That was you. No, I've been looking for everywhere for him. He's gone.
Yes, Mom, I see you. So, I'm going to go to the hospital. Be with my dad. Okay. I don't know. He just disappeared.
She unfolds a map.
She said this is where Jesse is.
What?
Allie said that this is a house where they do a final ritual, and that's where he's going to be.
Is she sure? Then we should call the cops.
Call the cops and tell them what, Hector? Because they're not going to believe us.
I can just fucking show up at this house, Marisol. We're not going to walk in. These people are dangerous. They kill people.
Well,
are
you crazy? Well, I don't know. Get help or something, but we can't just leave him there. We can't just leave our friend, Hector. We have to go.
Stop. All right, look. We're going to the hospital, all right? I'm going to tell his dad everything. I'm going to show him the footage.
So are we not going to talk about this?
What's there to talk about, Marisol?
What do you mean, what's there to talk about? What are we going to do? What is his dad going to do?
What are we doing? We don't even know what the fuck we're doing.
Just say it.
The car stops moving.
Are you kidding? Dude, I just fixed this shit.
What's wrong with it?
Just got this shit fixed. Fuck! God.
Hector winces, turning the ignition key.
Oh my God.
Is that Jesse?
No, start the car.
A shadowy figure at the end of the street. Jesse was right in front of them, then disappeared. They look around anxiously. Hector tries the ignition.
Oh. Shit.
They're in a side street at night between garages and houses. Marisol looks at Hector. Jesse is behind him at the driver's window.
Hector! Hector!
Jesse drags Hector outside and throttles him on the ground.
Jesse, stop it!
Marisol smacks Jesse with a baseball bat and Jesse slumps. In the car.
He's not moving, Hector! He's not moving!
Fuck. Stop
yelling right now!
What are you
gonna do?
Stop. Why
the fuck did you look at him?
You'll be fine!
His eyes roll black and shit!
Stop.
I don't know! I don't know if he's breathing, Hector! What the fuck are we gonna do?
On the road, a truck slams into them from the side. The car stops. The camera drops onto the seat. The key dangles in the ignition. At Arturo's house.
Arturo! Arturo!
Leon?
Hey, is Arturo here?
Hey, what the fuck
we
are
need
you?
To talk to him.
Tell him it's an emergency, please.
We need your help, man.
What do you mean? Yeah, they took Jesse.
Jesse? What do you mean they took
him? They took Jesse. The women, they took him.
This is a bad idea. I can't believe we're doing this.
In Arturo's car.
Slow down. I think this is it.
You sure it's the place?
Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Wiry Arturo and a burly, shaven-headed friend unpack guns from the car trunk. Arturo has a shotgun. His friend, a submachine gun.
Go smoke these bitches.
Arturo's friend leads them along a dark sidewalk. They arrive at a wooden fence.
Crack that shit open, something.
Arturo's friend peers through a gap in the fence. Marisol looks over her shoulder at Hector, who's filming. Arturo's friend climbs through the gap, and the others follow. They stalk along a pathway through tree-lined grounds.
Fuck yeah.
Arturo's eyes scan the darkness.
What?
They continue along the path, which leads to a large detached house. The multiple windows are all dark. Arturo approaches the front door. His bulky friend scans around warily. Hector brings up the rear with the camera.
What is that?
What?
I thought it was just us in this.
It's locked.
Scott?
Yeah.
Hector scans the tree-lined grounds, then follows the others around the side of the house where plants grow up the walls. Arturo looks around as he heads towards a nearby garden fence.
This way.
The fence is overgrown with plants. Hector turns on the camera light as Arturo and then the others duck under an opening in the fence and enter the garden.
Tell me I said something.
There is a guest house across the garden beyond the main house.
Think anyone's here?
See anything?
No.
Marisol looks nervous as she follows Arturo and his friend up onto a wooden porch leading to a back door. Arturo tries the handle, but the door doesn't move.
She's locked too.
Let me try this shit, Holmes. Just give me a minute.
Arturo's friend crouches down by the back door and fiddles with the lock. By the porch steps, Hector hears something and turns around in the direction of the guest house. He starts down the pathway towards the sound. On either side of him, there is a high trellis fence with vines and plants growing along it. Hector walks slowly, heading for a closed white door at the end of the pathway. He arrives on the doorstep and reaches for the handle. The door starts to open, then the camera light flickers. It's pitch black. The light comes back on, illuminating a female mannequin's head on a shelf. Hector steps back, then recovers. He scans around the room where various objects are covered with sheets. Arturo and Marisol are outside the door.
Did you see anything?
No. Almost got it.
Arturo leads Marisol and Hector up a grass-covered slope between the two houses. They leave Arturo's friend Santo crouched down by the lock on the back door to the main house. Arturo arrives at a barn-like structure that resembles horse stables. There are empty stalls with metal bars under a wide awning. Arturo peers through the bars.
What? Or something.
You cut this shit? Looks like squatters in there.
See anything?
Marisol heads along the padlocked stalls looking inside. She turns to the others.
I don't think anybody's here.
A woman in black charges Arturo, who blasts her backwards with the shotgun.
Watch out!
Another woman attacks, and Arturo shoots her.
Go! Get out of here! Run! Go! 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 Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go!
They dragged slumped Santo into the main house and slammed the back door.
Come on! Come on!
They enter the dark, deserted kitchen. Marisol looks out of the window into the front garden. Hector looks out the back and sees dark figures.
Fucking get everywhere.
What?
Just stay there, all right?
In the next room, Hector finds symbolic drawings on the walls and a large pentagram painted on the floor with lit candles at each of its 5 points. In the center, there is an animal head on a silver tray.
Marisol! Marisol! Marisol!
Hector makes his way past the pentagram towards a window. The glass is fogged up.
Arturo?
Hector peers towards the window, then gets closer. The camera light reflects off the glass, obscuring it further. Hector bolts for the front door. There are 3 people in black outside.
Marisol! Where are you? Marisol!
He enters a wide room where the furniture is covered with white sheets. He passes a rocking horse by a window and looks into the next room.
Marisol!
It's a conservatory with a glass roof. He passes a large birdcage, which is covered like the rest of the furniture.
I'm coming.
Hector stops. Something slowly moves under a covered chair. The glass shatters above him, and a body slams onto the conservatory floor. It's Marisol. A pale, emaciated woman with long white hair steps from the shadows. Hector sprints past the front door, which is rattling from the outside. In the hallway, he opens a cupboard, then gets inside and shuts the door. He puts the camera down and grabs the door handle as someone turns it from the outside. Hector puts his free hand over his mouth and clings on to the handle. The cupboard door stops rattling. Hector keeps a tight grip on the handle. Hector takes his hand away from his mouth and looks up, hearing the footsteps. He takes his other hand off the door handle and carefully picks up the camera. He resumes filming himself as he reaches out and opens the cupboard door. The hallway outside is dark, and there is nobody there. Hector spots the room with the pentagram to his right. Hearing the noise, he spins towards the wide room with the rocking horse inside. He peers through the shadows. Nothing moves. Then suddenly, a sheet whips up off a dresser and shoots towards Hector. He recovers, then spots Jesse standing inside the door facing him. Jesse lurches forward, and Hector bolts upstairs. He rushes into a nearby room and locks the door. He opens a window and tugs at a wooden board securing the closed shutters. He tries the next shutter. It's nailed closed. To his left, he finds a dark wooden doorway with symbols carved into the frame around it. Hector spins around and slowly makes his way along the wall towards the door he locked when he came in.
Hector, please open the door.
Go away! Get the fuck out of here!
Hector, I'm scared, man. Please open the door.
Fuck you! I'm not opening this door!
Jesse punches through the door. Hector runs through the marked door. Digital interference. Hector is in a garage. He scans the room quickly, then goes through a door into another darkened room. It's neatly arranged with a sofa and a patterned rug on the floor. Hector shuffles through the room and passes a kitchen counter to his right, a staircase to his left. He heads into the kitchen. On the fridge door is a photo of a smiling young couple. A man with short dark hair and a brunette woman, both wearing sunglasses. In the living room, Hector looks up at the staircase, which winds towards the upper floor. A woman in a white tank top and checked shorts moves trance-like down the stairs.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me?
The brunette woman enters the kitchen from the other side of the living room. She stands facing the counter with her back to Hector, who films through the doorway.
Hello?
She opens a drawer.
Excuse me.
Hector approaches the woman.
Excuse me, lady. Please. I don't know where I am. Please. Excuse me. I need your help, please.
She turns.
Lisa!
The man from the photo on the fridge rushes into the kitchen and lurches at Hector, who struggles free. The brunette woman, also from the photo, charges over and repeatedly stabs the man with a kitchen knife. As Hector flees, Jesse leaps from the shadows, his face twisted and demonic. He bites Hector with razor-sharp teeth. Hector falls and the camera drops to the floor. The brunette woman picks the camera up and switches it off. Written and directed by Christopher Landon. Based on the film Paranormal Activity by Oren Peli. Produced by Jason Blum, Oren Peli. Executive producer, Steven Schneider. Director of photography, Gonzalo Amat, AEC. Production designer, Nathan Amundsen. Edited by Gregory Plotkin. Costume designer, Mary Lou Lim. Co-producers, Samson Muck. Gregory Plotkin. Jorge Diaz. Andrew Jacobs. Gabrielle Walsh. Richard Cabral, Naomi Gonzalez, Carlos Prats, David Saucedo, Renee Victor, Micah Sloat, and Katie Featherston. Casting by Carla Houle, CSA. Paramount Pictures presents a Blumhouse, Solana Films, Room 101, Inc. production. Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. Cast: Andrew Jacobs as Jesse Arista, Jorge Diaz as Hector Estrella, Gabrielle Walsh as Marisol Vargas, Renee Victor as Irma Arista, Naomi Gonzalez as Yvette Arista, David Salcedo as Cesar Arista, Gloria Sandoval as Ana Sanchez, Richard Cabral as Arturo Lopez, Carlos Prats as Oscar Lopez, Juan Vasquez as Santo, Carlos Romeo Arana Figuera as Mauro, Molly Ephraim as Ali Ray, Brent Gutierrez as Diego, Alonso Alvarez as Eber, Christopher M. Puckett as Cop, Angelina Morales as Nude Woman, Eddie Perez, Joey Anaya as Thugs, Rodrigo Vera as Marcos, Frank Salinas as Ramon, Catherine Toribo as Penelope, Gigi Fesholt as Natalie, Sylvia Curiel as Celia, Hector Luis Bustamante as Bodega Manager, Kimberly Abels Jindra, Marilyn Facey as Coven Women, Meredith Eaton as Covena, Julian Works as Pablo, Jessica Tyler Brown as Young Christy, Chloe Sengery as Young Katie, Wallace Barton as Girl in Stables, Katie Featherston as Katie, Micah Sloat as Micah. Credits continue to scroll. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. A snow-dusted mountain peak with a halo of stars against a blue, yellow, and pink sky. Paramount, a Viacom company.